Now, yesterday in Cork, Dairy Gold announced a massive expansion investment of €170 million as it prepares to meet increased production of milk once quotas go next year. Taoiseach Enda Kenny was in hand to see construction of a new processing plant in Mallow begin, and then it was on to Mitchelstown, where the Irish Dairy Board is building a new facility in conjunction with Dairy Gold.
This is a massive endorsement of confidence by Dairy Gold, both in Mallow and in Mitchelstown, for the 3,000 producers that in the Dairy Gold region, and it's 8,500 members. It also means a sustainable future and long-term future for 1,000 employees. So it's a massive endorsement of confidence in rural Ireland and for the people who are the producers and the supporters of Dairy Gold as one outstanding co-op.
Today is a reminder of just what a giant the agri-food sector is in the Irish economy, and in particular the dairy sector. You know, you're seeing the guts of €500 million being spent at the moment in the Irish dairy sector, preparing for a very significant expansion of the dairy industry, which will start from March of next year. So when milk quotas are abolished across the European Union, Ireland will finally be able to plan on fulfilling its potential as a dairy producer. We plan to grow dairy output in Ireland by 50% in volume terms over 5 years. It means about an extra 300,000 milking cows, which means if you make the basic calculation that it takes one person to milk 100 cows, at least one person, you're talking about at least 3,000 extra people milking cows in Ireland, along with all of the other jobs that are going to be created in transportation, in processing, in packaging, in adding value, in R&D, in exploring and expanding into new markets. So this is a big industry that is on the move.
Yeah, Minister for Agriculture Simon Coveney, and before that, Enda Kenny speaking at Dairy Gold in Cork yesterday.